see clearly now the rain is gone.
Back in the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here on the Steve Gribble Show on a Friday. Let's get straight to it. My next guest, Lara Trump, senior campaign advisor to the president, talking about the importance of having a debate prior to early voting. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. The Presidential Commission on Debate saying no, but said they would entertain more debates, but not likely to have one before early voting begins in places like Michigan. Lara, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. It's a little crazy that we're actually talking about 8 million people possibly voting in absentee voting before we actually hear from these two men on the stage together. I think it's really important, but that's why the campaign is pushing for a fourth debate. We're asking that the first debate, September 29th, as you pointed out, possibly be moved up. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen, but we'd love to have a fourth debate. Donald Trump would like to do as many debates as possible against Joe Biden, so we'll see what happens with that.
The Democrats say that's a sign of weakness by the president. What say you?
I think the Democrats know, and they have known for quite some time, that their candidate in Joe Biden is an absolute gas machine and a disaster when he gets out in front of people. You see that he's been in very coddled, controlled interviews with notes in front of him, and yet he still seems to make these incredible blunders like we've seen over the past couple of days, especially. So I think very clearly they're trying to keep old Joe locked up in the basement. They don't want the American people to see just really how bad he is cognitively and that he really is having some troubles. Not to mention comparing and contrasting his very socialist ideas and plans for the United States with the prosperity plan that the president has actually worked and he's put in place for the previous 3.5 years. They don't want Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump, period.
They don't.
End of story. So whatever I disagree with their assessment.
Well, I agree with you on that. They don't want Joe Biden to debate the president at all, certainly not in person. That's the real fear, although he doesn't seem to do very well remotely either. Asking a black reporter if he was tested for cocaine, come on, man, are you a junkie? And then telling a Hispanic reporter that, you know, unlike the black community, Hispanics are very diverse and have a lot of different attitudes and thoughts. So it's been a tough week for Democrats. You've got the Joe Biden blunders one after another. In Portland, the riots in the streets and the mayor's there saying that they're trying to kill police officers. Then the blatant attack on the National Rifle Association by Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, who called the NRA and gun owners basically terrorists during her campaign. It's not stacking up as a very good week for Democrats, and the polling shows it, the president tightening the race tremendously in just the last 2 weeks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, look, this has been a very interesting year, and you've seen that, by and large, the mainstream media and the Democrats have tried desperately to keep the coronavirus narrative going, because once Americans start paying attention to what the Democrat Party has really become and is very quickly becoming, which is a socialist organization, I think Americans are going to run as quickly as they can towards Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So now that we are feeling like life, I think, is starting to be a little more normalized, you are seeing people go back to work. Hopefully kids are going to start going back to school, and we're able to fully grasp what's going on with the Democrats. And it's a very scary thing for people. And so they haven't had a – and I think it'll become more apparent as we head towards November 3rd, but the only way forward for this country, the only way we salvage America and keep America, America, is with President Donald Trump. A Joe Biden presidency, don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden is the Trojan horse for the far-left radical socialist Marxist Democrat Party. And if you for one second consider voting for this man, this country would be truly unrecognizable. The only person to bring us back to that great economic prosperity we saw just a few months earlier is the man who did it once and will do it again. It's President Donald J. Trump. So the Democrats have been trying to do a lot of jazz hands, like, oh, look over here. There's nothing to see on the other side. Americans are catching up, and they're catching on, and they are not into it at all.
Lara Trump here with us on the program, senior advisor to the president and to the campaign. Obviously, the coronavirus has persisted longer and harder than many had anticipated, myself included. I thought it would have continued to dwindle down by now, but it's had a resurgence. That's been problematic for the president. I don't know. I asked Democrats this, Lauren, and they don't have an answer. What would you have done differently? Most of them have no answer, because when Nancy Pelosi was out glad-handing in Chinatown in San Francisco with no mask, for example, calling the president a xenophobe, he was shutting down flights, trying to control the virus coming in. So I challenge Democrats. They have no answer. What would you do differently? And so my point is, by November, I think you're exactly right. They're going to look at Biden, the NRA, Portland, everything else, and they'll balance it out. And I think that the president wins by a substantial margin. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And look, with the coronavirus, this is a 1-in-100-year situation. In a modern history, we've never had to deal with a pandemic situation like this. And to your point, by the way, I'll go even further back with old Nancy. When she was handing out her impeachment pens in January, that was the same day the President Trump stopped travel coming over from China. So while they were playing politics on the Democrat side, this president was actually looking out for the health and safety of the American people. You look at everything he's done every step of the way. And, of course, the Democrats don't have an alternative plan because they know they couldn't have done anything differently. Donald Trump and the Trump administration and the coronavirus task force led by Vice President Mike Pence have been incredible. Never once in this country did a single person go without a ventilator who needed one. That's because the government partnered with private entities all across this country to produce those ventilators. All of the these great American companies like GE, they started partnering with them and they said, look, let's get this going. Let's make sure Americans are safe. You look at things like the Paycheck Protection Program so that not only were we treating the health and safety of people in this country, but we were looking out for small businesses and keeping people afloat during a very challenging time when people couldn't work and some weren't receiving paychecks. Now you look at Operation Warp Speed. This is so indicative of President Trump cutting through red tape and getting things done in a timely fashion. This is a president that was so sick of seeing how everybody dragged their feet in Washington.
Right.
So now when we're talking about a vaccine, we could possibly see a vaccine. I mean, this is years ahead of any vaccine in the history of this country, thanks to President Trump, the leadership of Vice President Mike Pence, and the coronavirus task force, Operation Warp Speed. It's really incredible. Of course, the Democrats don't have an answer for that because they know this president has done an incredible job.
Lara Trump, we got to leave it right there. 4 years, the previous record from start to finish on a vaccine, 4 years. We're at 7 months now, and we're in third phase of clinical trials. Lara, greatly appreciate it. As always, we'll talk soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
There you have it. Lara Trump, everybody. Quick break here in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.